Allen. Okay, we're on. We're on. Okay. Representative Allen and Allen on top. We're in the middle of the discussion of Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. The Gemara said on the Gimel of the Beis on the bottom, David HaMelech, it says he knew exactly what Chatzos was, either to get up to learn or to get up to switch from learning to davening. But suddenly David HaMelech knew exactly. David HaMelech knew when Chatzos was that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. So the Gemara said, how could that be? So answer number one was David HaMelech had an alarm clock. He had a harp over his head, which went off. The wind went through. Dafka Chatzos. Just so you're right. It wasn't a lack of Moshe Rabbeinu. But David HaMelech had an alarm clock. That was the first day. And the Gemara described what happened every morning when David HaMelech woke up. Everybody went in and said, "We need parnasa," etc. Fine. Next, second answer to that question. So we're about on the sixth or seventh line on Dalai Lama. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I think. Rav Zeira Amar, second answer to the question, Moshe Mel Olam Aviyada. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu also knew exactly when Chatzos was, even though the Pasuk says Kachatzos. V'David Nami Aviyada, David Melech also knew. They really both knew exactly when Chatzos was. V'kiva, did David have a yada kinar lomalei? So two questions. Number one, if David knew, why'd he need a kinar? Why'd he need a wake-up call? So the answer is, let's argue Mishinase. He knew what Chatzos was, but he was sleeping. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gave him a special opportunity, gave him the wake-up call in the morning. That answers David HaMelech. V'kiva, did Moshe have a yada lomalei lomemar kachatzos? So what about Moshe Rabbeinu? If Moshe knew exactly what Chatzos was, so why is it when he spoke to Bnei Yisrael and he said when Makkos Bechoros is going to happen, he says, Kachatzos Halayla. About. Like Chatzos is going to happen. Just say Chatzos Halayla. Why do you say Kachatzos? So Moshe Kasavar Shema Yitu Atstagnine Paro. Moshe knew what Chatzos was. But he thought that the watches of the Egyptian astrologers or astronomers were going to be off. And he thought that it was going to say 12:01 on their clocks. They're going to be a minute ahead. And then Chatzos is going to come according to them. And they're going to see Makkos Bechoros didn't come. And they're going to say, look, Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. Even for 1 minute, Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. And Moshe didn't want to take that chance. So therefore, he didn't want to give him an exact moment when Makkos Bechoros was going to happen. So therefore, V'yomer Moshe Vadayu, they would say Moshe is a liar. The Amar Mar, as the saying goes, if you see it, I'm sorry, it says this is in the Seches Derech Eretz Zuta. This is not studied in the Daf Yomi, but if you look in the back of the Masechet Avodah Zarah, Arios, and Avos, there are about 10 little Masechtas. Masechet Derech Eretz, Masechet Kala, Masechet Smachos, Masechet Evel Avel, Masechet Avodah Rabasi. Well, these little Masechtas, they're not in Mishnayos, they're like Brises. They're Brises they will put together at some later time. So in Masechet Derech Eretz, it has 10 prakim of sayings. So here, one of the sayings is, L'amei L'shom Chalomer Eini Odeya, when what you're about to say might be misinterpreted, it's a good idea to just say, I don't know exactly, and give just an about time. Shema tisfada v'teyachez. Maybe you'll be caught, and somebody might misinterpret your words. So that is why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give an exact time, but he said, kachatos halayla, so they wouldn't mess up. So we mentioned in the past the big Dvar Musar related to this idea, which is unbelievable if you think about it. Makkos Bechoros is going to happen. Every firstborn of the Egyptians were going to die. At 12:01. And because it happened at 12:01, so the Egyptians are going to say, there's no God. It's nothing. It must be a coincidence that all the firstborns died. It's unbelievable how warped a mind could be. All the Makkos, Moshe says it's going to happen. It happens. Instead of saying, my watch must be off by 30 seconds, they say, Moshe must be a badoy. That was the chash. That's the Musa from the Gemara. Fine. Third answer, first wide line, Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, the question is, how did Moshe not know and David know? Ravashi Amar, no, really, Moshe also knew. But this is what happened. But Palga Ursa Detlesa Nagi Abarsar Habikoi, it was the night of the 13th going into the 14th at night, meaning it was the night before Erev Pesach, and Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Klal Yisrael the night before Makkos Bechoros was supposed to happen. And this is what he said. V'hachikar Moshe Yisrael. And he said this. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says, Hashem says, L'makar kachatzos halayla ki ha'idna. Tomorrow, at this time, like it is right now, tomorrow night, Ani Yotzei Misof Mitzrayim. In other words, the ki isn't saying about chatzos, it's saying like the chatzos of tonight, exactly, so too, the Makas Bechoros will be the Chatzos of tomorrow night. So those are three different answers in the Gemara comparing Moshe and David's knowledge of when Chatzos was. Okay? So that is period. So now we move on to other very interesting Gemara where actually we learn different various halachas from, as we will see. Two dots. Third one. Well, David Shamra Nafshi Ki Chasid Ani. From Tehillim, David says, guard my soul because I am a chassid, because I am a pious person. Gemara we'll get into a little bit later, was David HaMelech like patting himself on the back here. I'm a chassid. We'll get to that a little later. Levi Berb Yitzchak. Chat Omar. One interprets this pasuk as follows. Kachar Adol of Nekadish Baruch Hu. David says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, lo chassid ani, aren't I pious? All the kings of the east and the west sleep until the third hour. The Ani and I, and this is why we bring the story here, because it has to do with what we were talking about yesterday. And I get up in the middle of the night, and, you know, I get up to praise you. Right? We spend our day in much more valuable things than the other kings of the world, the other nations of the world. The Ida and the other Amora, Levi or Rabbi Yitzchak, interprets it differently. Kachar Adavel of Nekadosh Baruch Hu. This is how he is quote-unquote bragging. Ribono Shel Olam, lo chassid ani, aren't I a pious person? Shekol Malchi, Mizrach, Umayrav, Yoshvim, Agudat, Agudat, Bechvodam. All the other kings go to royal conventions. They go to other places that they talk about, Narashtai. They go to places that they just hang out. They get together. V'ani, what do I do? I'm the king. What do I? I don't stay up somewhere, not involved in the nation. Yadai meluchlachos bedam ubishir ubishilya kedelatari shalabayla. My hands are dirty with dam. That means dam nida, to figure out if something is dam nida or not. Bishir ubishilya, looking at fetuses and afterbirths to figure out if this woman had a leva, if it was considered a baby, if a woman just had a flow from her and wasn't considered a baby, then she's Tamei, but she's not Tamei Yoledes. Tumas Yoledes has his extra days. You're Tamei for 7 days for a male, 14 days for a female. So David HaMelech was busy, he said, with Osek, the Shvira Vashilya. He was trying to figure out, you know, is this woman Tamei or is this woman Tahar? Kidei Latari Shalabayla. To be Matar, the woman to her husband. So 2 points on this line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, my hands are dirty with these things, kidei latahir isha labayla. The Gemara does not say, kidei ladas im ha'isha tame or tahar. The Noda Yehuda says, based on this line of the Gemara, that in Hilchus Nida, different than any other halacha, in the world of halacha, the posek tries to be mekel as much as he can. Every other... obviously, being objective to the sources, but look at the Gemara. David HaMelech was trying to, he doesn't say to figure out the halacha. He's trying to figure out a way to be Matar Isha Labayla. You have to be a little weighted on that side. The Matar Isha Labayla. So that's what the Noda Yehuda says in the Tshuva. And just a second point on this line, it says, Yadai Moluchlachos, Bedam Ubashir Bashilya. My hands are dirty, and it sounds like Moluchlachos usually means wet. Not just dirty, but moist. There's a question in the poskim, there's a bach in Hilchos Nida that says that a posek is not allowed to see a mara until it dries. It's the bach sheet, it's a chumra of the bach. Generally, the achronim argue on the bach, partly because of this gemara. It sounds like it's still wet when David HaMelech is looking at it. Yadai molachlachos b'shvir v'shilya. So it sounds like it's still moist. Again, it's not a raya brura, but they say this gemara might be a spach against that bach, like rov achronim. You know, post it gets a mara, you know, you look at it, whatever it looks like, at that moment, you decide. You don't have to wait. Usually, you know, sometimes it looks worse when it's dry, sometimes it looks better. But either way, a post it does not have to wait. He might want to wait, but he doesn't have to wait based on this gemara. Fine. Lo-od, and not only that David brags about that, Ella, komash ani oseh. But David also says, everything that I do, ani nimlach b'mipi boshes, Rebbe. I always, you know, go to my Rebbe Mipi Boshes, you know, to ask advice about a psak that I'm going to give. This is not the Marsha here discusses, this is not the Mipi Boshes from Tanakh, the son of Shaul. There were a few Mipi Bosheses, we're about to see it wasn't his real name anyway. Somebody else, you know, he used to ask Mipi Boshes advice. But Omer Lo, and I used to ask him, Mipi Boshes, Rebbe, my Rebbe, Yafedanti, did I judge correctly? Yafechiyavti, did I obligate correctly? Yafez Achisi, Did I give money correctly? Zachisi, was I mezakeh correctly? Yafeti harti, yafeti besi. Was I mitar? Was I mitame? Hello boshti, and I wasn't embarrassed. So David HaMelech again is saying, look at me, I wasn't embarrassed about asking. You know, I wasn't. You know, I'm not going to ask. You know, it's like a male driving and, you know, possibly getting lost. I'm going to stop to ask directions. I'm not stooping. David said, I could stoop. You know, I could stoop. I could get the right halach. Amr of Yeshua Braid Rav Edi, my crow, what's the pasuk that relates to this? I will talk about the laws in front of kings, and I will not be embarrassed. Okay, just one note again on the line that we just read. There's a Vilna Gaon in Parsha Shoftim that says that all of halacha is split up into three categories. The pasuk there says bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din, bein nega l'nega. So the Vilna Gaon says bein dam l'dam is iser v'heter. Bein din l'din is choshen mishpat, monetary law, and bein nega l'nega is tumah v'tahara. Any shaila in Torah is between these three categories: choshen mishpat, iser v'heter, and tumah v'tahara. So some machronim point out, what did the David HaMelech say here? That I always ask me piboshes yavach chiyavti, right? So that's yavach chiyavti yavzachisi. So what's that? Didim amenis. I would say that's amenis, right? And then it says yavati harti yavati mesi. So you're missing one. Where's this of a heter? Where's this of a heter? So if you look at the Rashash on this Gemara, he says chiyavti could also. I'm sorry. He says tami v'tahar could also include this of a heter because you have in the a tahar animal in the Torah means kosher, not just tahar, but tumentara. So he says maybe he doesn't quote the Gra, but maybe he's trying to say that he could really fit the Gra into the Gemara, because it's like, why does it quote Dafka these Lashonos that he's saying, did I do this, did I do that? Maybe you could fit the three categories of all halacha into these words as well. Okay. Tana continues the Gemara. Lo mipi boshes shmo, ela ishboshes shmo. His real name wasn't Mipi Boshes, Ella Ishboshes. Or other Gersos on the side it says Ish Baal Shmo. Some other name was his real name. Olamash Nikra Shmo Mipi Boshes. So why was he called Mipi Boshes? Shahay Mevayish Pnei David Bahalacha. Because he literally embarrassed the face of David in Halacha. In other words, sometimes when Rashi explains David would say something, Mipi Boshes said, you're wrong. You know, I disagree with that sock. So, Mifi Boshes, so it's play on words, he embarrassed the face of, Boshes is embarrassed, the face of David HaMelech. Lefichach, therefore, because David HaMelech put himself, subjected himself to be embarrassed, to know the halacha, Zocha David v'yatsu mimenu Kilav. Therefore, David was Zocha, he merited, and he had a child named Kilav. What was so great about Kilav? So let's first read this Gemara. Really, Kilav wasn't his real name. Daniel was his real name. This is not the Daniel in the Ksuvim. Different Daniel. V'alam nikra shmo Kilav. Why was he called Kilav? Shayim machlim pnei mipi boshes v'alacha. Because he got back kind of for his father. His father, David HaMelech, was his father. So Mipi Boshes used to embarrass David HaMelech. He was such a chacham. So he had Zochet to have such a son, Kilav. So kill, Rashi explained, the first half of the word is from the word machle, also means to embarrass. Av, the one who used to be the Av, the one who used to be the master, Mipi Boshes, he used to embarrass him. Again, this is not embarrassing, making fun of. This is just when, you know, when the two got together and started schmoozing in Torah, you could tell who's in the majors and who's in the minors. So up to here, so Kilav did that to Mipi Boshes. So because David HaMelech being Mevayish himself earlier to Mipi Boshes, so too later on he had a son named Kilav. The Allah of Shlomo b'Chachmaso, and about him, about Kilav, Shlomo said, talking for his father, Bini, my son, Imchacham Libcha, if your heart is wise, Yislach Libi Gamani. So my heart is happy, you know, I'll agree with you if you figure something out. The Yomer, finally, the second pasuk, Chacham Bini Vesamach Libi, my wise son, and my heart is happy, V'yashiva Charfi Davar, and I will return to the ones who used to embarrass me, Davar something, I'll be able to have something to say through you. Interesting, just I didn't see anybody point this out, but it says, so David was Zochet to have a Kilav, as Shlomo says, etc. So Kilav was so smart that he was able to get Mipi Boshes back. Something unusual that Shlomo was, he also had a Shlomo HaMelech. And Shlomo was Hacha Mikal Adam. So the Gemara doesn't say that he was Zochet to have a Shlomo, he was Zochet to have a Kilav. So it must be because Shlomo didn't have these conversations with Mephibosheth. So it was specifically that Kilov got back to Mephibosheth, even though Shlomo was Chacham Mikolavim. The Gemara does not refer to this Gemara in Shabbos that says Kilov was one of the four people that never sinned. Kilov, Binyamin, Amram, and Yishai were the four people that never sinned. So maybe that also has something to do with it, that he was open not to have, such a son. Not just about Chachma. It's about Midos also. Okay. Last word on the line. The David Mikarla Nafsha Hasid, the David Amalek, was David really boasting? Hey, I'm a chassid, look what I do. Now that's not David Amalek that we know of. The Hafsid doesn't say in another pasuk to Tehillim, Lule Hamati Los Betub Hashem Eretz Chaim. Oh, would I be able to see the Tub Hashem in Eretz Chaim? So it doesn't sound like he's so confident. Oh, I wish. The Tana Mishmed Reb Yossi, Lama Nokoda Lule, why are there dots over the word Lule? Amr David, Hekadosh Baruch Hu, David says, Ribono Shel Olam, Muftach Ani Bechash, Ata Mishalim Schar Tov, L'Tzadikim Asad Lavo. I powerfully believe in Schar Va'onesh. I believe there's going to be reward. I just don't know. Aval Eini Yodeim, Im Yesh Li Chelek Yenem Im Lav? Question mark. I just don't know if I'm there. So he wasn't so confident. How could the Gemara earlier say that David said, "I'm a chassid, I'm different than the other kings of the world"? Doesn't sound like he's so confident. And he's saying, you know, it sounds like he's worried. So the Gemara answers, "Shema Yigrom Hachet." He knew about all the chassid acts that he did. He knew he did a lot of mitzvos, but he thought he also did aveiros. He also thought that they were going to balance out, and therefore he was somewhat worried. So he could say, "I'm a chassid, I do all these great things," and at the same time, he could be worried that you know, there are other things in my life that that aren't so good. Get to Rav Yaakov Aridi. As Rav Yaakov Aridi says, Rav Yaakov Aridi, Rami, he asked the following stira. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, V'hinei anochi imcha v'shmarticha b'chol asher telech. By Yaakov Avinu, Hashem promises him that he will be with him. V'ksiv, and later on, not too far later, it says, V'yira Yaakov ma'od. Yaakov was very fearful. So how could Yaakov be very fearful? Hashem just told him, you know, everything's going to be fine. And I promise you that I'm going to be with you. But Yaakov is so fearful. So what's the answer? Shema Omar, Shema Yikr Machet. Because he's worried. He says, yes, I should promise you, but maybe I lost it. Maybe I did something that that was improper. That concept applies, so maybe that's the shot of David HaMelech. Kidd Tanya, as one more place we find this concept. Hayavaram Chashem, Hayavaram Zukanisa. Right, it says the pasuk in Yashir, until Hashem you take your nation through. Hayavar, so the Gemara darshins, based on these two phrases, the two times that Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. What's called the Bia Rishona, the first entrance where they went in with Yeshua ben Nun, the Bia Shnia where they went in with Ezra HaSofer and with Nehemiah. That's what we darshin from this pasuk, as we're about to see. Ad Yavaram Hashem Zu Bia Rishona. The first part of the phrase refers to Bia Rishona, when Hashem helped us pass through to Eretz Yisrael. Ayavar, Zukanisa, Zubiyashnia. So there's a relationship in the pasuk between the first time we went into Eretz Yisrael and the second time we went into Eretz Yisrael. Mikan Amru Chachamim, based on this parallel, Chazal say, Re'u Yimayu Yisrael, Le'asos Lehem Neis, Bimei Ezra, Kiderach Shinasam Lehem, Bimei Yoshua Ben Nun. Klal Yisrael were really ra'ui. They should have had miracles done to them the second time around, just as the first time around, right? When Yeshua ben Nun, the famous Kriyas Yamsuf is Fayaz Yashir, but there was a second Kriyas Yamsuf in history. When Yeshua ben Nun went in, we can describe the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, the Yamsuf also, the yard they split, and they went in. So when Nisa ben Aflos then happened, they defeated all the 31 kings. So they were ra'i to have Nisan done the second time around also, where they went up, but Ela Shagar Machet. But chait caused them not to have such nisan. Unclear exactly what this chait was. What was the chait that caused them not to have nisan? So Rashi quotes in Yuma, where this Gemara is also quoted, in Sota, I'm sorry, that it was the chait of the chadam that they did during Bayis Risha. Bayis Risha didn't only cause the churban, it also caused that the second Beis HaMikdash, you know, they didn't get nisan. Others say it was aveiros that they did in between time. Some say that they didn't try to go back to Eretz Yisrael earlier, which has ramifications, halacha b'zman hazeh. But that is the end of the discussion of David and Moshe. And he was just worried. He knew he was a chassid, but he just said, Ela shigar machit. Okay, second to last one. Now we get back to what the discussion of the Mishnah. The Chachamim say, you could say Kriya Shema, remember three Shitas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said until the first Hashmoah, the first third of the night, the Chachamim say until Chatzos, or Rabbi Eliezer says all the way until Amud Hashem. Chachamim Kamat, so in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel explained what he thought the Chachamim said. Right? When his sons came back from the party, he said, oh, the Chachamim also hold like me, but I assume that the Gemara wants to know, do the Chachamim really hold this way? Let the Chachamim speak for themselves. Because in the Mishnah, we have Rabbi Gamliel's interpretation of the Chachamim. Because we're about to have in the Gemara the same thing Rabbi Gamliel said. To figure out, wasn't that in the Mishnah? So it must be that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel said what he thought the Chachamim said. But now we're going to have, really, the Chachamim talking. Chachamim kamat sviralu, bottom line. So what the svar of the Chachamim to say until Chatzos? Ikrib Eliezer sviraluhu, if they really hold an earlier time till the third of the night, lamer krib Eliezer. So let them say, you know, like Rabbi Eliezer, until the third of the night. The Ikrib Gamliel sviraluhu, and if they hold like Rabbi Gamliel fundamentally, that really it's the whole night, lamer krib Gamliel. So let them say, like Rabbi Gamliel, the whole night. So the Gemara answers, La olam Rabbi Gamliel sphere lahu. Really, they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, meaning Iker hadin is the whole night. V'ha the ka'amri ad chatzos, kedei laharchik es ha'adam min ha'aveira. Why do they say until chatzos? To distance somebody from an aveira. In the Tanya. And again, this is exactly how Rabbi Gamliel explained their shita. Chacham masu siyag ledivrayim, the Chazal made a siyag offense for their words. Kedei, so the following does not happen. Shelo yehei adam v'man asada ba'erif. Person comes home from a long day of work. The Omer, and he says, you know what? I'm exhausted. Let me take a little nap. Let me take a little supper. Let me do other things. I'm going to go straight to my house. I'll have a little snack. The Yeshda Kimma, I'll have a little drink. The Ishan Kimma, and I'll sleep a little bit. The Yachagav, I have all night to say Kriya Shema. I don't have to do it right now for it. I just got home. The Yachagav, Ekra Kriya Shema, Espalel. I'll read Kriya Shema later. I'll dive in Myriv later. The Chatfas Hoshena. And all of a sudden, what's going to happen? Sleep is going to overtake him. We won't realize how exhausted we really are. And by the next thing we know, we'll wake up. Boom, it'll be time to go to Daf Yom. Right? Benimsa, Yashin Kol Alayla. Right? We're going to sleep the whole night. We're going to miss my Kriya Shema. Well, Daf Yom might still be the Zman of Kriya Shema Shal Shavis. But anyway, so it might be, Yashin Kol Alayla. Aval Adam Boat, but instead Chazal say, Chachamim say no. 12 o'clock Chatzos is the Zman. So therefore what's gonna happen? Adam Bamin Asada, Ba'erev, he's gonna come at night, Nechaz Lebeis HaKnesses. He's gonna say, oh, it's already almost time to daven, let me go to Shul. I'll go straight, I'll finish everything now. Nechaz Lebeis HaKnesses. I'll go to Shul. Imraga Likros Korev, Imraga Lishna Shonet. He'll learn a little bit first. If he learns Tanakh, if he learns Chumash, wonderful. If he learns Mishnah, wonderful, whatever he wants to learn. But Korei Kriya Shema Umis Palel. And immediately he will go say Kriya Shema, and he will daven. Remember that for a minute from now. The Yochel Pizza Umavarech. And then he'll go home and eat, and he'll bench, and he'll take care of all of his needs. But he'll take care of Kriya Shema right away, because he's worried that this man is going to leave him. So that's the sorrow of the Chachamim. And the end of the Braisa adds, V'chol ha'over al divrei Chachamim chayiv misa. Anybody who violates the words of the Chachamim, chayiv misa. Pretty strong language. The Gemara already picks up on it. There are many Dinan Durabanan in the world, and it doesn't say Chayiv Misa by those Dinan Durabanan. Right? It doesn't say, and here it says Chayiv Misa. But any Gzeira, it doesn't say, by all the Gzeiras in the Torah, it doesn't usually say Chayiv Misa. So why Dafka here? So two answers given. Yibayis Eimav Shem Yika Onet Shena. Because the Yitzhahara of going to sleep is so strong. We just want to go home and go to sleep, and it's so powerful that we're not going to wake up. So Chazal really have to give us motivation to say Kriya Shema before we go to sleep to make sure we don't fall asleep. So that's why this lashon is used. Over al devar chacham chayav misa, you better say Kriya Shema earlier. Kabbalah so malchus shemayim. Answer number two. V'yaseima la'afuke to exclude miman da'amar tefilas arvis v'shus. A sugya that's going to come up in a couple of weeks. To exclude the man da'amar that says that Myriv is somewhat qualitatively different than the other two tefilos. It's somewhat of a rishus. Again, this is not halacha l'maisa, but it's somewhat of a rishus. Kamash v'lad d'chova. So this brisa, which is being very serious about what you have to do, saying you have to say Kriya Shema right away, you have to daven right away, Yadayah Chayav Misa, is emphasizing to us tefilat arvis chova. Take Myriv very seriously as well. Don't think of it as any different than any of the other tefilos. Okay, that's a sugya Rav Hashem will get to in the future. Okay, that is the end of the discussion of the Chachamim Shita in the Mishnah. Okay, we move on. Omar Mar, at the two dots.
Kori Kriya Shema Umispala.
Right, so that's a quote from the Brisa that we just said. A person says Kriya Shema and Davos. Yeah.
Going back before, why do you have to mention Vayechol Kitei Mavaros? Why is that
necessary? It's a good kasha, not sure. But, you know, let it say whatever he wants to do. So it's unclear exactly why he says that. I'm not sure. He was telling you that it's good to eat. Gemara says it's good to eat bread in the morning.
Maybe because it's emphasizing you're allowed to learn, but you're not allowed to eat.
I'm sorry?
Maybe because you're emphasizing you're allowed to learn, but you're not allowed to eat.
You're allowed to, but it says ochal pito afterwards, no?
Exactly.
For creation was followed ochal pito.
Which, in other words, because before it says, but it doesn't say, and eat. In other words, you're allowed to learn and so on, that's not going to be Mount Shef and
the new one. But the eating you're not allowed to do before, and you're not only allowed to eat afterwards. The Kari Kriya Shema is Pallel. Mikan Masha Shemisha Shehigiyazman Kriya Shema Shalayla Sheinu Lechav Sudat Shehigur Kriya Shema is Pallel Arvitz. Right, so that might be even Medayik, the fact that it said Ochal a second time. Okay, very good.
So you will Chayv Miso, or the Gemara is just driving home a point?
It's one of these Kavi Yachal Chayv Misos. Which, that's not a good one either. even if it's a kaviyachal, okay. Best is not going to put you to death for it. Okay. Omar Mar.
I wasn't talking about me.
Right. Neither was I. Okay. Kori Kriya Shema Umispala. Says the Gemara Messiah, Lele Rabbi Yochanan. Zomer Rabbi Yochanan, Ezeo Ben Olam Haba, Zehasomek Ulu Letzvila Shal Arbis. Rabbi Yochanan says, who is a Ben Olam Haba? Somebody who is Somech Geula Litzvila. That means puts Gaal Yisrael, mentions the Geula of Hashem right before Tvila, right before Shmona Esrei Shel Arvis. So at night, we have Gaal Yisrael, and we go right into Shmona Esrei. That's Michas Geula Litzvila, even at night. That's what Rabbi Yochanan means. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, Tvila's Pe'emsa Tiknum. Shua ben Levi argues, he says, Tvila is supposed to be in the middle of your Kriya Shmaz during the day, which means in the morning you have Kriya Shema then Shmona Esrei, but at night it's Shmona Esrei then Kriya Shema. Because Tefillah, he's going to explain why in a minute, the Shmona Esrei would have to be in between. So there's a Machlokes Amoraim here, whether there's a Halacha of Smichas Geula LeTefillah at night. In the morning, for sure, Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, boom, that's why we don't say Amen after Gal Yisrael in the morning. Most poskim say you should say it with the Chazan Gal Yisrael and then go into Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. But at night, there's more of a question. There's a Machlokes whether the Smichas Geula LeTefillah at night. And that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi.
How about Ashkenaz?
Sorry?
Ashkenaz.
Ashkenaz what? So we'll get to that. We're going to get to that, Baruch Hashem. That's Tosfos talks about that. There is a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah that discusses here. We're going to see a parallel playing Yeshua a little bit later on. But Rabbeinu Yonah says this is a very easy way to get to Olam Haba. You know, Smichas Geula Tefila, boom. What about the rest of my life? You know, it's this is automatic. So obviously this is not automatic, but there's a certain messages. But what's so special about Smichas Geula Tefila? So Rabbeinu Yonah here, let me get Rabbeinu Yonah in the back, has two days. The first day he said is that Tefila is all about Avdus, right? La'avdo b'chol avavchem zu Tefila, serving Hashem. And many times when an Eved serves his master, he's upset about it, he thinks he's mean, he's doing this because he has to. So by Smichas Geula Tefila, what do? Right before we do our service, we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goel us. We acknowledge that really we're happy about this, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. We like being, we remember the Geula. And then we go right into Avdus. So that puts our tefillah into a context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We love this. We're very happy about being your Eved. That's the first day that Rabbeinu Yonah has. The second day that Rabbeinu Yonah has is that Geula symbolizes, what do we do in Shmona Esrei? So many of the brachas. We're davening Hashem, take us back to Yerushalayim, Hashem do this, Hashem has sent us David Avdecha. We're davening for the Geula. So by first acknowledging that Hashem has done Geula for us in the past, it's kind of showing our bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really could do the Geula for us in the future. Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, and a few minutes from now we're about to daven for the future Geula, so that's the gavlus of Smichas Geula Tefila. Two deos in the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's an interesting Rashi here. Via Zeh Hasomek Geula LeTefila, Rashi says 2 points. First, Rashi says there's a hint to Smichas Geula LeTefila in Tehillim, where it says right across from where the Bach starts. It says the Smichas Geula LeTefila Ramza David B'Sefer Tehillim. There's a hint to it in Tehillim. Dechziv Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, the last pasuk in Tehillim Yutes, in what we say Shabbos morning. Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, and right after that comes Tehillim Chaf. On the Tehillah's Baruch David, Yadcha Hashem B'yom Tzara. Yadcha B'yom Tzara, which is Tefillah, we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the makar, that's quoted as Smichas Gula Tefillah. That Hashem Tzariva Goali, right after that, Yadcha Hashem B'yom Tzara. That's point number one in Rashi, that's important. And the second one, he gives a mashal from a Gemara in the Yerushalmi. Very unusual for Rashi to quote a Yerushalmi. But here he does it. So the Yerushalmi says, there's a mashal that somebody goes to what's Smichas Gula Tefillah? He goes to the door of a king, and you knock on the door, and you hear the king say, I'm coming, you knock on the door, I'm coming, and finally, by the time the king opens the door, you left. And the king says, what happened? I'm here. Forget it. And the king leaves, and it's all over. So says the Yerushalmi, so too is Smichas Gula Tefillah. Mentioning Geula before Shemoneh Esrei is about praising Hashem. It's like knocking on his door. It's about, saying how great he is. And then Hashem's coming to the door and he's going to wait. Okay, what else? What do you want? What can I do for you? Which is Tila. That's Bakashas. We're going to ask things. So we dive in and we all do all this praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're waiting. And right when if we say Gaul Yisrael and then we leave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to the door and he's not going to answer. So the point of the Smichas Gula Tefillah is we knock on the door, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the door, Hashem Svasai tipped up with Yaka Tilosa. That's the mashal, Smichas Gula Tefillah. So we have the 2 points of the Rabbeinu Yonah, we have the Makar and Rashi, and we have the mashal of the Yerushalmi. Fine. By Mincha and Musaf, there is no Smichas Gula Tefillah, and that's why we say Kishem Hashem Ekra. Whenever there's no Smichas Gula Tefillah, you say Kishem Hashem Ekra. That's why by Nachmid is Ne'ilah. Right? Ne'ilah is, you also say Kishem Hashem Ekra. By Musaf, Mincha, and Ilah, but by Shacharis and Ma'ariv, we pass Kishem Hashem Ekra. There's a question about Shabbos. There's an Ur Zaruah quoted in the back, in the Marshal here, that says there's not no Smichas Gula Tefillah by Shabbos. Right? The big Nachmina is, what about the Shamru and Vedavar Moshe and all these Psukim? We had a shir about this a couple years ago. So what are all those Sukkim doing in the middle there? Aren't they breaking up between Gal Yisrael? And so, many answers given, but one easy answer is that there's no Smichas Gula Tefillah on Shabbos for some reason. It's not a Yom Tzara. Other approaches, but we generally, many Shittos say that there is, so you have to just give answers to that. Okay. So, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, whether this idea of Smichas Gula Tefillah at night. But my kamiflagi, what's the Machlokes about? Iba yisei makra, iba yisei masvara. Maybe it's based on a pasuk, maybe based on a svar. Iba yisei masvara. Maybe it's based on the svar. The Rabbi Yochanan savar geula meirtanami havi. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that there's a concept at night, also says why? Because the geula in Mitzrayim really started at night. El geula ma'al yisolo havi el atzafra. But the full geula wasn't until the morning. But because the process started already at night, Pachas Bechoros, they got everything ready. So that is why you mention geula even at night. Rabbi Shua ben Levi savar no. Kiva de lo havi el mitzafra. Since the full geula wasn't until the morning, so therefore you only have a concept of Smichas Gula Tefillah in the morning. So that's the svaris that explained the machlokes. And some say that it was based on how they darshan a pasuk. V'shnei mikra echa darshu, and both of them darshan the following same pasuk. When you go to sleep, you say Kriya Shema when you go to sleep, and when you wake up. So Rav Yochanan Savar, Makash Chiva Lakima. They both hold that the Pasuk is comparing the nighttime and the daytime. The question is, in what way? So Rav Yochanan says, Ma, Kima, Kriyashma Vachagat Tfila, just like in the morning, you say Kriyashma, which with its brachos, which is Geula, and then Shmon Esrei, so Av Shriva Nami Kriyashma Vachagat Tfila. So to Shriva, also, when you go to sleep, you say Kriyashma, and then Tfila, so it's a parallel. The morning has Mechas Gula Tfila, the nighttime has Mechas Gula Tfila. That's Rav Yochanan Darshan's the Pasuk. Rav Shua ben Levi Savar, Makish Shriva Lakima. Now Rav Shua ben Levi says, no, it's comparing Shriva to Kima, but in a different way. Ma Kima Kriyashma Samach Lamitaso. Just like when you get up, the Kriyashma is close to when you were in your bed. Av Shriva Nami Kriyashma Samach Lamitaso. So to at night, the Kriyashma is close to when you're in your bed. That's why you don't need Smichas Gula Tefillah at night. You could be out of order. You could have Shmoneh Esrei first and then Kriyashma. Just one point. Why do you need Kriya Shema next to you when you're in your bed? What is that about? Smichas Gula Tefillah, that's the first svar. So what's his svar? It says, just like the morning the Kriya Shema is next to your bed, so too the night the Kriya Shema is next to your bed. Yeah?
So maybe in the morning you say, it's Hadad, Hadad Baruch, they brought you out of...
Okay.
And at night, you want to protect yourself before you.
Okay, so I thought something similar as well, and that is, yeah?
Sleep is a kind of mises, so you say Krishna right before.
So we're going to get to that in the bottom of the Amud also. Right, so just put these two together. I think the message is that the first thing we do in the morning and the last thing we do at night should be Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. So when close to the mita in the morning and close to the mita at night, you know, that could be his svar. That also matzah shemayim should be the first thing in the morning and the last thing at night. Okay. Sixth line, Matzev, sixth or seventh wide line. Matzev, Bar Breder Avino has asked a question. The Erev of Arkshtayim, Lepanev, Arkshtayim, Lachareha. The Mishnah later on says that there are brachos of Kriyashma at night. So at night, Myriv, we say Gaal Yisrael, and then we say Hashkivenu. So there's a break between Gaal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. In the morning, there's no break. So he asks the Gemara, what's Hashkivenu doing there? Isn't that a break between Smichas Gula and Tefillah? So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Shua Levi, you don't need it at night, so you don't no problem with Hashkivenu. But according to Rabbi Shua Levi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you need Smichas Gula and Tefillah at night, so what's Hashkivenu doing there? The Yamik Boy Lisvach, and if you say you need Smichas Gula and Tefillah, Halo Sama Kasama Gula and Tefillah, the Avoy Lamemer Hashkivenu. So Amri, so what's the answer? Kibun, it's Akina Rabban, and Hashkivenu, Kigula Arichta Damya. No, the answer is, Hashkivenu is really an extended Geula. We'll talk about that in a minute. But because once Chazal said to say Hashkivenu, it's Geula Arechadami, the Yilote Mahak. Because if you don't give such an answer, so then you got another question also. You're so bothered by Myriv, and only Kash on one Manda Amar. So, Avakash on both Shitas. Shakras, Hechi Mati Samech, you also got a problem in the morning. Baha Amar of Yochanan, B'tchiva Omar Hashem Svasai Tiptach. So according to everybody, how do you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach in the morning? Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael? Baruch Atah Hashem. What's Hashem Svasai Tiftach? And everybody says you say that. What must it be? Ela Hasam, Kivan, Tzkin, Rabban, Lameimah, Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Once Chazal said to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, Kitzfila Arichta Damya, so then Shmona Esrei is elongated. You go backwards and you add on a pasuk of Shmona Esrei. So Hakanami, it must be Kiva Tzkinu Rabban Lameimer Hashkivenu. So do Hashkivenu is to do Arichta Damya. So you stretch it from both sides. You stretch Shmona Esrei, you add on Shmona Tiftach. You stretch Geula and you add on Hashkivenu. So that's why Hashkivenu and Hashem Svasai Tiftach is not a hefsek. Question though, yeah. It just right. That's not part of the kasha. That's just the phrase Rabbi Yochanan said. You say this before, you see this after. Oh, so that Tosfos talks about that. We'll get to that. That's why the Vilna Gaon didn't say it. But
when was that Misukan?
That was Misukan later when people were out in the fields. And actually, Tosfos talks about it on the first Amud, Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom. Tosfos talks about it that they used to in Tosfos Mevarech. Because people used to say Shmona Esrei out in the fields, and let's say people came late to davening even in the times of the Gemara, and let's say you were going to Shmona Esrei and then go home, and then somebody would be left out of the field all by himself, it could be dangerous. So they said this tefillah so the people who came late had a chance to catch up. People who came late didn't say this, obviously, so and they would be able to leave in the so if you look at that, if you look in that bracha, you know, it's similar concepts and themes to Shmona Esrei. So I think that would probably also be called a tefillah arichta damya. But Tosfos talks about that in on the second Tabayin of Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph.
So it's some of Tishma
Esrei. Right. That would be like a tefillah arichta damya. Rabbeinu Yonah, though, again in the back, yeah.
What about Kaddish that they have by Maariv?
So the Kaddish is, I think Kaddish, does Tosfos here say? Because it's tefillah arichta reshus. That's what Tosfos here says. I think, delo be'inan, actually that's why he says you don't need tefillah school with tefillah. But there's a Tosfos, I think it's a Tosfos in Megillah. I have to look it up for Beis Hashem for Sunday. I think there's a Tosfos in Megillah that explains that Kaddish is really a Haskalah of the Tefillah also. It's a Kaddish HaMasfil, it's a Kaddish HaMasik. Or there's another day in Tosfos that says maybe that's all. We have to do that to be Mechalek between the Chakras and the Ma'ariv. I don't remember. I have to look it up. Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah says, what? Fine, we understand. Hashem says, I tip that makes sense that it's a succession of Tefillah. Hashem opened my mouth, let me daven properly. But what if Hashkivenu have to do with Geula? Shkivenu doesn't mention the word Gaal in it. You know, it says, Hashem, protect me and remove the Satan from me and make sure you watch over me. So what does that have to do with Geula? Hashem is Masai Tiftach. That's an extension of Tefillah. What does Hashkivenu have to do with Geula? So Rabbeinu Yonah here writes that it must be, I don't think he has a medrash to this, but he said it must be that when Bnei Yisrael were huddled over in their houses on the night of Makkos Bechoros and the Malach HaMavis was, Malachi Chavala were going around in Mitzrayim, they were scared. So they didn't want to, they were so worried about Havala. So they said a tefillah similar to Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu, Hashem Elokeinu, Vavadinu Shalom, Ufros Aleinu Sukkah Shalom Echa. So Rabbeinu Yonah said Hashkivenu was parallel to that tefillah that they said, Bizman HaGu'ula. So that's the connection to being an extended Geula, because Hashkiveinu is parallel to the tefillah that was said at the time of Geula when Klal Yisrael were being nigal from Mitzrayim. Okay, so that's Hashkiveinu. Yeah?
Why do you say that Hashkiveinu is the very beginning of the Bakashos?
Okay, today's not a tefillah arifta, probably because you need Shevach by Pasha Hodah. You can't explain before Shevach. You know, Hashem Svastai is kind of by Pasha. You're right, so they'd rather say it's a Geula arifta than say it's a tefillah arifta. Okay, if we have time at the end, I'll get into a little Veshamru and Meidaber, if we have time at the end, on this issue. Let's try to go further first. Second to last skinny line. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Abina. Kol Amar Tzilo L'David B'Kol Yom Shalosh Pamim Muftak Lo Shul Ben Olam Abah. Whoever says Ashrei three times a day is a Ben Olam Abah. So Rashi quotes three times Ashrei, three times Tefillah, even though we say two of them in the morning, but as the Rashi says, three times to parallel the three Tefillos. The Rambam, when he formulates this halacha, he doesn't just say Ashrei, he says, Kol Omer Tchilo David Ad Sof HaSefer Kol Yom, which means including all the Halalukas. It's not just Ashrei, but it's all the Halalukas. That's also Harehu Ben Olam Haba. Many Mepharshim, the Pnei Yeshua here, and many of the Mepharshim in the back of the Gemara say, again, well, I say Ashrei and I get Olam Haba. You know, it's a lot of these Ben Olam Habas. This is another Kaviyachol, this is a good Kaviyachol. So what does that mean? So obviously they say it means if you say Ashrei with Kavana and you understand the messages of Ashrei. How Ashrei means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mefarnes to everybody. Ashrei means HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything. If we really internalize those messages, so then we're Ben Olam Haba. It's not just like automatically saying Ashrei. Okay, so my time. Why specifically do we say Ashrei? Elim of Jadisa Alpha Bays, is it because that it goes to have the whole Aleph Bays, praising Hashem with the whole Aleph Bays, Neima Ashrei to be Midarek, Asi Batam Yapin. So say Kuf Yates. That has eight Aleph Bases. You know, the Gemara does not say it would be Terechat the Tzibura. And we think one little Kippet of the Hillim is, because you Kuf, saying Kuf Yates three times a day, that would take time. So the Gemara says, why don't you say Aleph Bays?
So the Aleph
Beis is that you show the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like from Aleph to Tav. You know, the whole gamut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim is, you know, all different types from Aleph to Tav. Elam Yishom, so why don't you say Kuf Yates? Bishal Mishom, the Isbeip of Seyeches Yodecha. Because Ashrei talks all about the Parnat, the specific how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Befarnes, all of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, okay, again, there might be a better choice. Nema Halal HaGadol. Dechsev Einesu Lechem Lecho Basar. Why don't we say the Mizmor that we say Shabbos morning? Hodol Hashem Kitov Gilam Paso. Lala. Shib Shib Leiru Zachal Lenu Gilam Paso. That has beautiful tefillah. That talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mefarnes us. So why don't we say that? That has so much Shevach in it. So the Gemara answers, El Mishum, the Ispei Tarti. Because Ashri has both. Ashri has HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mefarnes and gives everything to us. And it has all the Aleph Beis. So that's the only Mizmar that has both. Amar Yochanan Bebeilon Malo Ne'amar Nun Ba'ashrei. If we never notice, there's no Pasuk starting with Nun in Ashrei. It goes Aleph through Tav without Nun. Why? Because Mipnei Nun has somewhat of a negative connotation. Mipnei She'ishba Ma'palasan Sholsoni Yisrael. Right? This is a euphemism. Because Nun symbolizes Nefila, falling, Jews falling. So we don't want to even allude to that at all. So that's why David HaMelech leaves out Nun. Dechsev, as it says in the Pasuk, Nafla lo sosif kum besulas Yisrael. Nafla, she falls down, besulas Yisrael won't continue to get up. So Nafila, the Nun, is somewhat of a negative washer, so that's what we don't say. What?
Yeah,
correct. That's a good question, but this is, there are a lot of words that start off with Nun. But this is what the Gemara says. Sorry? Binfol or Yivecha. So why isn't the Nefila referring to the enemies? Okay, this is we're trying to work backwards here. David HaMelech didn't put it in. We're trying to say, why didn't he put it in? If we were David, maybe we could have said there was another Nun word. Now, I think David HaMelech knew all the Nun words also. But he says, so I was referring to this Nun. But Ma'arava Matarzi Lachi. I mean, similar, in Eretz Yisrael, they darshan the pasuk differently, so you wouldn't have this problem. Nafla. Well, what does it mean? Nafla v'lotosif kum? It means v'lonafla v'lotosif limpol od, comma, right? Bnei Yisrael fell, and they won't continue to fall. Kum b'suas Yisrael. Get up, Bnei Yisrael. Meaning, they darshan it in a good way, so then David HaMelech wouldn't have the problem, but that's how they darshaned it differently. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, though Eav, Afilu Hafi, though we left out Nun, there is a remez to the Nun in the very next pasuk. Chazer David v'samchan baruch hakodesh ne'amar someich Hashem l'chol hanosah. That Hashem is gives support to all those who fall. Again, I think the question, I don't have a good answer for it. That you know, there are many other words, but that's what the Gemara says. Okay, let's finish up. Amar Blazer Baravina. Gadol ma she'ne'emar b'Michael yoser mima she'ne'emar b'Gavriel. Greater is what is said regarding the Malach of Michael, that he's more powerful somewhat than the Malach of Gabriel. De'ilu b'Michael, regarding Michael, Yishaya says, Vayop Eli Echa min Atzrafim. One of the Malachim flew to me. And there's only one verb, Vayop, in the Pasuk, which makes it sound like he had one jump, and he was already here. He did it in one jump. But by Gabriel it says, Gabriel, I saw Gabriel in a vision, b'tchila mu'af bi'ya'af. Two verbs of ya'af, which is to fly. So it sounds like, the Gemara is mentioning, that it took him two jumps. He had to like rest in the middle. It took him two jumps, so therefore he was somewhat, quote-unquote, a weaker malach than Michael was. So the Gemara just says, how do you know the first pasuk is referring to Michael? It just says, somebody flew to me. Echad flew to me. So on Rabbi Yochanan, there's another pasuk that says, Echad refers to Michael. Asya Echad Echad. Ziv hacha vayah elai echad min asrafim. One of the srafim flew to me. Ziv hasam bidei Michael echad asarim arishonim ba'al azraini. So you see the Lashon Echad refers to Michael, and therefore, you know the first pasuk is referring to Michael. Tana, we just summarized. Michael ba'achas. Michael, it takes one jump. Gabriel b'shtayim, it takes two jumps. Eliyahu ba'arba, Eliyahu Navi when he comes, takes four jumps. U'malach ha'maves b'shmona. Malach ha'maves, it takes eight jumps. U'b'shas ha'magefa ba'achas. But b'shas ha'magefa, the time of plague, he takes the jet. He goes very fast. Ba'achas. So what exactly does this mean? So again, it's slightly beyond us, but the Marsha just points out, maybe, to explain a little bit, that Michael is the Malach ha'rachamim. And the Gabriel is the Malach Andin. So just the difference between one and two is that Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Rachamim fast. Right? Michael was one, so that's why it takes him only one jump. Gabriel, you know, it's Dina. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us a little more chance to do tshuva. So that's why it's two. Eliyahu Navi takes him four. Why? He used to be human. He was made up of the Dalid Yesodos. So that's what the Marsha said. That's symbolized by the four jumps that he has to do. Malach HaMavis B'Shmona, Kadosh Baruch Hu really wants to slow him down. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to live longer, and therefore it's B'Shmona. Again, he also said, I haven't figured out how this connects though, he says, and this Gemara is the makor for the seven Ma'amados that we do at a Levaya. When on the seven, when we carry the mace, we stop seven times to parallel these, you know, these eight times, maybe showing that the Malach HaMavis got us this time, it was the eighth one, the person's already Niftar. So I don't exactly know Malach HaMavis is coming. You think about it, Marashah just said, this is the makar for the Sheva Ma'amados. U'b'shas ha'magifa ba'achas. But he comes quickly at Shas ha'magifa. Okay, let's just go a little further, and then if we have time, we'll come back to what we said before. Probably won't have time. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Levi. Rav Shmuel ben Levi says, second to last line. Afa bishakara kriyashma bibbeis ha'kneses mitzvah l'kroso al-mitaso. Even though a person said kriyashma in shul, at Ma'ariv, he has to repeat it again before he goes to sleep. Amar Rav Yossi, Ma'ikra, what's the pasuk? Rigzu v'altechatau, be angry and don't sin, meaning hold in your anger. Imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem. So Rashi says, Vidarshin, Imru bilvavchem. Bilvavchem means alavavecha, meaning say kriyashma, al mishkavchem on your bed, v'domu, and then be silent, then go to sleep. V'domu selah. So this is a hint in to saying kriyashma when we go to sleep. Imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem. Amar Rav Nachman. Nachman says, Im Talmud Chacham hu ain't sar. If he's a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to say Kriya Shema. Different pshat than what that means. Does it mean the Talmud Torah itself is going to protect him? Part of why we say Kriya Shema, like Moshe said before, is we need protection when we go to sleep. That's why the Torah is going to protect him, and that's why we don't say the extra Hamapil stuff at on Pesach night, because it's Lo Shimurim, we already have Shmira, but you always say the Bracha Hamapil. You say that even Pesach night. You just don't say the other three pages of stuff. So hopefully, that's assuming you say it every night. But that's but if it's Talmud Chacham, you don't have to say it. Amar Abaya, at Talmud Chacham by the Lamei Marcha Psuka Derachmi. Abaya says no. Even a Talmud Chacham has to say one pasuk of Rachamim. Kigon Yatzav Kidruchi Padiso Si Hashem Kelames Hashem. I put my soul into your hands. Padisa osi Hashem kelam. Is that telling me to stop? Padisa osi Hashem. Hashem, you redeemed me. Kelames. You are the true God. So even the Talmud Chacham has to say one positive rachamim. Just one more thought, and then we'll finish up. The lashon of the Gemara says, even though you said Kriya Shema in shul, you should repeat it that night. I didn't get a chance the first day. If you look all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, there's a machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos. What is the Iker Kriya Shema? Is the Iker Kriya Shema in shul by Ma'ariv, or is the Iker Kriya Shema at night when you go to sleep? Rashi says, right, if you look at this, an amazing Rashi. Rashi says that the Iker Kriya Shema that you say is Kriya Shema Alamita, even though you only say the first paragraph. The Iker is Kriya Shema Alamita. Because the one you die saying shul is too early, so therefore it's secondary. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? You only say the first parsha when you go to sleep at night. So that can't be the Iker. Tosfos says you have to say at least the first two parshiyos. That's the real mitzvah. So there's a machlokes there, and I'll just finish up now. The machlokes is that's a Rashi and Tosfos, but really there are four different opinions what the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema is. Four different opinions, the whole gamut. Is it the first pasuk, the first parsha, second parsha also, the third parsha also? The Ramban says the first line of Kriya Shema is d'oraisa, the rest is Rabbana. Rashi, that first Rashi on the Masechta, says it's the first parsha. First pasuk and first parsha. That's why he says the Iker is Kriya Shema Alamita, because you only say the first parsha if you say that at the proper time. Tosfos in a number of places says it's the first two parshias, because the third parsha is just about Zechir Sisias Mitzrayim. The first two parshias. The Rambam holds all three parshias are Mita Oraisa. Those are the four shitas in the Rishonim. Kriya Shema, what is Doraisa, what is Darabana? Why am I talking about this now? Because look at the Lashon that we just read. Even though you said Kriya Shema and Shul, you have to repeat it at night. Right, even though you say Kriya Shema and Shul, so it sounds like what?
Against Rashi.
According to Rashi, the Iker is at night. Unless that's what the Gemara is saying. Even though you said it, you have to repeat it because that's the Iker. A little more difficult to put into the words of the Gemara. By the way, the important, yeah?
Rashi, you wrote it. He said it in Shul after the day.
Okay, but it doesn't sound like from the Gemara that it's because you said it too early. It just sounds like you have to say it because of Shmir. Okay, but these are the four opinions about Kriya Shema D'oraisa. And remember, Hashem, tomorrow, Menachem is giving the daf in the morning, 50 minutes, 8:15 about, and then Sunday morning we're back at 7:10.